This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Tax Administrator Clinton Swearingen went before the Stanley County Commissioners to answer some commonly asked questions about the upcoming reevaluation. And here is Mr. Swearingen.
My name is Clinton Swearingen. I'm the tax administrator here in Stanley County. But I'm here tonight to talk to you about revaluation, what it means, and why we do it. I do want to talk to you about revaluation, and I've arranged this presentation to basically be questions, because the majority of questions I get about revaluation, I want to put in this presentation so that whoever is watching this tonight or whoever watches it later maybe get some of their concerns answered, and we can go from there. The very first question, why do we have to perform revaluations? I get asked this question all the time. It's because North Carolina state law requires it. In 105-286A, that statute requires Stanley County and every county in North Carolina to revalue all properties within the county at least once every 8 years to maintain equitable and uniform property values. Stanley County reassesses property values every 4 years to limit the impact of the revaluation and to more fairly distribute the tax burden. We want to keep it as small as impact as possible. And the other thing about waiting so long is you're not distributing the tax burden fairly. So we do it every 4 years to increase the tax burden and make it more fair for everybody. Second question, what does revaluation mean? It's determining the fair market value of all the properties in Stanley County based on the same date. I've got that word fair market value underlined because that's important. The county assessor must appraise all real property at its fair market value as defined in NCGS 105-283. In other words, how much could the owner expect to receive for the property if it was sold on a certain date? And that date is January 1st of 2025. Fair market value is often referred to as an arm's length transaction. It can't be family members. That's not an arm's length transaction. That's not a sale we're going to look at. It's not something we're going to call a qualified sale. So in order for it to be a arm's length transaction or fair market value, we're looking to see exactly what changes are there. So our office, the tax office, sets property values to reflect current fair market value for all properties in Stanley County as of January 1st, 2025. Charlie and his staff gather sales data using the help of appraisal specialists to provide data that is not readily available to the tax office. Those appraisal specialists are realtors and MLS sales that we know are arm's length transactions that we can see, and we know exactly what the square footage was, where the house was at, how much land was with it, and what it sold for. This next slide is probably the most telling slide of everything I'm going to show you tonight. 2020, versus the 2024 MLS sales data for Stanley County residential property. And in 2020, there were 794 sales of residential property that closed between January 1st of 2020 and December 31st of 2020, which are the main sales that we looked at for the 2021 reval. The average sales price was $215,477. Fast forward 4 years to 2024, the exact same data, January to December of 24, instead of 794 sales, there's 806 sales. And the average price is now $337,972, which is a 56% increase in a four-year time frame. Drastic changes in the market in the last 4 years. Those numbers simply do not lie. That's what the market is doing right now. The 21 counties out of 100 that have revals this year, the average increase on those 21 counties was 52%. So we are not alone in this drastic change in the market in the last 4 years. Another very important question, will the revaluation change my property value? For most properties in the county, the answer is yes, it will create a change, but not all properties will change at the same percentage. And areas of the county experiencing high growth could see values increase more than with areas of slower growth. So for example, we all know that Baden is not growing at the same rate of Locust. Okay, so there's going to be a difference there in the increases. Different areas, different growths. And although the value of your property does affect your share of taxes, it's only half of the equation needed to calculate your tax bill. The property tax rate is the other half of that equation that determines the amount of taxes that you pay. The current tax rate for Stanley County is 61 cents. And all the municipalities, all 10 municipalities and all 14 fire districts also have their own rates. So during the last revaluation in 2021, Stanley County lowered its property tax rate from 67 cents per $100 of value to 61 cents per $100 of value. We had a reval in 2017, stayed the same at 67 cents, and then for 2021, we dipped down to 61 cents, which was revenue, actually a little bit below revenue neutral, if I remember correctly. Number one question I get asked right here: will the revaluation make my property tax bill higher? And the answer to that question at this point in time is unknown. And it's unknown because the tax rate will not be set until Stanley County Commissioners and all the town councils set their budgets for fiscal year 25-26 and approve their rates, usually sometime in June.
One of the big questions is, when will you receive your tax reevaluation notice? And here is Clinton Swearingen once again with the answer to that and what to do if you disagree with it.
As of right now, the Stanley County Tax Office anticipates sending these notices the week of March 17th through the 21st. Once you get your notice in the mail and you don't like it, you think it's wrong, how can I appeal my value if I disagree? That we send you will include instructions on how to appeal and what to do. Everyone will have the chance to appeal if they choose to. Now, given the number of parcels in Stanley County, there's about 42,000 of them right now, with probably 21, 22,000 of them having improvements on it, which could be a house, a business, a garage, something like that. That's what we call an improvement. Mistakes can be made. We're not perfect. We're human. If you think there's a mistake, please contact us. Let us know. You know your property better than we do. You know your house much better than we do. And what that means is, once you get your notice in the mail, you'll have a couple of options to appeal. You can always write in an appeal and mail it in that way. But what we really like is, we like to give good customer service to the people of Stanley County. So we want you to call and make an appointment to come see us and sit down face-to-face with one of our certified appraisers and talk about what's wrong. Talk about why you disagree with the value, talk to you why we came up with the value that we have, and then try to hash it out and have an informal appeal and a hearing there in the office if at all possible. But I want to note that it is the property owner's burden of proof to prove to us that our value is wrong. That's state statute, that the tax office is considered correct until proven wrong.
Under the category, you don't hear this every day, Midland Fire Company was alerted about 1:42 in the afternoon on Tuesday for a mutual aid to Fairview Fire and Rescue on Brief Road. Tower 40, Rescue 20, and Battalion 1 arrived to find a man trapped 40 feet above the ground due to a tree trimming accident. A high-angle rescue was conducted utilizing the bucket from Tower 40 and the rope rescue systems from Rescue 20. The patient was successfully lowered and was treated by EMS. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.